Blog Talk Radio.
Is so much fun. It's fun to listen to, and you know what?
it's more fun to sing. So, you know, even if you only sing in the shower, sing, because it lifts your heart and makes you feel good. Makes you feel better if you're feeling down. Oh, take my word for it. Just do it.
That was a sexy song. I like that song.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
I love the beat to that. That's just it's just driving. It's just driving. I like that. I've liked that from the first time I heard it. I heard it back in, I guess it was the late 90s when I was living at Priest Lake, Idaho. I heard that song on the radio at work. At work. Mm-hmm. I was there by myself. Probably a good thing.
Singing away.
Oh, yes. That song is... had me from the first note it ever played on that radio. Anyway, I've got Ann and Sue, and Victoria's going to be listening, but that's okay. She wants to just listen. She has, you know, data issues and stuff. That's fine. I got no problem with that. Come on, girl. Enjoy. That's just fine. Just wanted to acknowledge that I do know you're here, and Sue and Ann, up to you guys. Carry the load.
Oh, okay.
Good thing it's not a heavy load, huh? Whoa.
Yeah. Right.
My goodness, my goodness.
What happened to you last night, Ann?
I fell asleep about midnight. I could kick myself. Oh, give me the I'm so upset. I missed the show. And I missed all the news.
Well, I thought maybe you were sick, and that's unusual for you. So I thought she'll show up on the group tomorrow, and I'll know she's okay. Yeah, I'm okay. All is good.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you just need the recuperative powers of shut-eye.
Hmm.
And sometimes you can sleep all flipping day, and it doesn't do any good.
That's true. I was about to fall asleep last night, and Rebecca called me on her way home from work, and she just needed some company to talk to on her drive home. And I said, be careful with that phone, Rebecca. I said, you better put it in your lap. Don't be having it in your hand. Have a wreck. So we talked for about an hour all the way home.
Good.
Kept her awake.
Good.
Yeah.
Kept her alert and able to function. That's a good thing. Boy,
she's been through so much, you know. I feel so bad for her. She's still fighting it. But she did tell me that they found out her iron was extremely low, and they have her on some iron medicine now.
Oh, good. Maybe that'll help.
I hope so.
That'll be good. That'll be good. Well, guys, I'm going to play one that's – I don't think we can call this a seldom heard song, but it's so good that I don't care. You know, there's just those songs, right? Hey, Willie Nelson. Oh, you think that mouse, you? I should send the cat after you. My goodness sakes.
Dinner time, cat.
Well, every once in a while, this mouse just decides to go zing, 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 and I end up clear on the other end of the alphabet from where I'm supposed to be. It has a mind. You know what? Anybody can argue with me that wants to, but I swear computers can think for themselves, and that little mouse you use next to your computer, it's your computer's baby. So your computer thinks for it too. And you get some strange things happening sometimes, kid. I swear you do. You really do. Anyway, back to the Elvis song that was written and originally performed by Willie Nelson. Now, you guys know what song I'm talking about. I know you do. But that's okay. I don't like guessing either, so I'm not asking you to do that. You're all right. But we're going to listen to it anyway. It's always on my mind.
Good one.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. So happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm so sorry I was blind.
Where he has to apologize to you for that. Make sure that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
See? There you go.
Okay.
There you go. You don't let it, you don't give it a chance, then he'll never have to apologize for that. And that's what you want to happen. Believe me. Okay. I'm going to play Anne. I love it when you guys laugh at me. I think that's so cool. I'm going to play Anne's request that she gave me 2 weeks ago, but she wasn't feeling well, and she wasn't able to be there, so I put off playing it so that she could be here when I played it, so she could hear I played it for her. So here it is, Sammy Kershaw doing You Are the Love of My Life.
You are the reason I'm alive.
baby, baby, baby. When I think of how you saved me, I go crazy. I've never known love like this, and it fills me with a new tenderness. And I know, I know, I know, you're in my heart, you're in my soul, you're all I can't resist. I need to tell you, the first time I held you, I knew you are the love of my life. I spent a lifetime waiting, always hesitating.
Somebody you love them. That song just, you know, hey, put that song on, have a glass of champagne.
Really cold champagne.
That's the only way you can drink champagne, you know, it's really, really cold. And then, who sang it? Sammy Kershaw.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Fine.
cool.
Whatever. Okay. We got it.
Well, I tell you what, I'm not really with it right now. I have got some sinus problems going on, and it's throwing my thinking off.
Have you taken sinus medication?
I just took it right when I called you. I just took it right before.
Okay, it's starting to work, honey. It's starting to work.
I hope so.
Well, you begin to feel that spacey feeling where you move your hand, and it takes just about a third of a second for everything to catch up with it.
Exactly. It's true. Oh. It's really true. It's a good way to put it.
Oh, yeah. It's, yeah, I know that feeling well. Oh, boy. Oh, honey, you're okay. Just
yeah,
remember that. You're okay.
Going.
Don't turn the stove on. And you'll be fine.
Don't have any.
Don't try to boil water. Don't try to boil water. Don't make any hot tea. Drink cold drinks. You're okay. It's fine.
Don't light a candle. Don't stay away from magic.
There you go. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Give up smoking if you smoke. It's a good time.
Yes. Smoke pot? What?
What did you say? Oh, I said, if you smoke, it's a good time to give it up. So you don't have to light the cigarette.
Oh, no, I don't have that problem. I don't
Good, because it's kind of gross. But you remember, there was a time when I was little, and, I mean, my mom was 17 when I was born, okay? Huh. So at that point in time, if you were at high school or hanging out on the street corner or whatever you were doing, smoking was cool. We didn't know about cancer or any of those wicked things that happened because of it. It was just cool, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody
I
happened
smoked,
to think.
I have smoked throughout my life. Yeah, I have. But
I haven't. Yeah. But no. I don't like the smell of the cigarettes. Now a pipe. That's a different story. I love the smell of the pipe. But it's like you didn't know those things. And nobody actually at that point in time knew that smoking came into being through the Indians, because that was a sacred thing to the Indians. They smoked the pipe in their council.
Yeah.
When they had important things to discuss and decide.
Mm-hmm.
It
yes.
was, and they would offer the smoke to the four directions, to the Father Sky and the Mother Earth, and it was a sacred thing. But, you know, when when we over here in the primitive land got hold of that, we took it and we just made it something recreational. You know, we just forgot all about the sacredness of it and made it something recreational so that, you know, come the 50s, well, probably before the 50s, 40s, you saw it in the movies and stuff all the time in the 30s and 40s. But come the 50s, you know, it was cool to have a ciggy butt between your fingers and stand there on that street corner and play cool with the guys, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But,
so,
you know, too, they weren't, I'm glad, weren't smoking just tobacco. It was more than that. It was
well, they would take peyote, which is it grows on a cactus. It's a cactus fruit, and they would take the peyote, but they did not smoke it, and it was not the same kind of a ritual. It was a different ritual altogether. The smoking of the pipe was a separate ritual. That was tobacco.
Yes.
Okay. Mm. When they had other things going on, when they did the peyote, it was because they needed a vision to lead the tribe in one particular way or another, or it was a personal vision quest type thing. Uh-huh. So, yeah. Hey, you know, if you start reading up on the Indian tribes, they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool. If we would pay attention, we could learn a whole lot from the Native Americans. We just never cared to pay attention. We always thought we were Mr. High and Mighty, and they were
something
to be annihilated.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't you love to have natural cures? I would love to have
a bit
on some of their natural cures.
Go to the library or get online. You could probably find one.
Oh, I bet I could, yeah.
You can probably find one. They are and always have been more than willing to share their ways and their cures. Some of their rituals, you had to be trusted first, but they were more than willing to teach you. So you'll be able to find that online. If you go online and look for a book, you'll find it.
Well, I'll just check that out. I would like to
there
know
you go.
A couple of things. Sure would.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeannie. I hadn't even thought about that. I was just thinking about a book in general.
Oh, yeah.
But
you,
there's probably several.
You live in Apache land, right? Just like Arizona, Apache land.
Yeah. Right.
Well, we've got Apache, Navajo, Hopi, et cetera, et cetera. But go to the reservation and ask permission to speak with a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good idea, too. Yeah. And, you know, I have some Cherokee in me, too.
Well, see, you've got a natural in. You've got a natural in. And just let them know you're part Cherokee and you're wanting to learn more about the Native American ways and what is involved in all of that and where they came from. They'll teach you. They will teach you.
Well, that was
so
interesting.
Hey.
Yeah,
yes,
there has to be special
shops
in order to purchase those herbs, too, I'm sure.
Not necessarily. Sage. There are some other things. Peyote is probably illegal. You might want to check into that one. But you know, it's
I'm making a big executive decision, that's what I mean.
There you go. It's spelled P-E-Y-O-T-E, peyote. Now you know how to do that, and you can look that up and see what's up with that stuff, you know? You don't want to get it wrong. But, you know, a lot of the stuff you don't need a special prescription or card or anything like that because it's all natural.
Yeah.
It's all natural out in the desert type stuff, you know, or out in the woods, depending on the Indian tribe. So, hey, you know, I mean, you don't need a prescription for sage. You don't need a special card for sage.
No, but I was talking about herbs because there's certain herbs that I don't know if you would be able to buy those unless you had a special herb shop to go to, is what I'm saying.
Oh, you mean like weed?
No, I wasn't talking about weed.
You don't need weed. The Indians did not use weed, okay? Let's clear that up, right? No, for herbs, you shouldn't need anything special. You can go to an herbalist. Of course, you can go to an herbalist. But if you go to a natural food store, like a place that has the natural teas and the natural hair things and the natural cold remedies, things like that, a store that has all natural remedies, you'll be able to buy your herbs there. There's nothing special about herbs. Except how you use them.
True.
Give it a shot.
I will. I tell you what I've been doing, and I really like it. It really does make a difference in the way you feel. I have been on a product called Native Path, and it's collagen. And it's all natural.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, really does make a difference.
I haven't tried it, but I have heard about it. And I have heard that it's very good.
But it's
so, hey,
good
girl.
Product.
You go,
anyway,
girl.
You better get back to the show.
I need. See, it's time to play an Elvis song, and we're missing out on Elvis time here. So, you know, step aside, ladies.
Well, everyone got an education anyway.
Exactly. We learned something interesting and new. So that's okay. That's cool. But go to an herbalist shop or go to a natural remedies shop. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're in New Orleans, you'd find them on every corner. But we're not in New Orleans, so that's not going to happen.
No.
So here you go. Elvis doing I'll Remember You.
Oh, great. Love it.
I'll remember you long after this endless summer is gone. I'll be lonely, oh so lonely, living only to remember. I'll remember too. Your voice is soft as a warm summer breeze. Your sweet laughter mornings after, ever after, I'll remember you. To your arms someday I'll return to stay. Till then I will remember too. Every bright star we made wishes above. Remember you.
Okay.
You never get tired of that one for certain.
Oh, no. Never, 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 never. And go ahead and count those. I go ahead. Whatever. It'll take you forever. That's all right. We can deal with that. I'm going to play one now by Frankie Lane that John asked me to play 2 weeks ago, and I've never quite gotten there. But I'm going to do it now. It's by Frankie Lane from 1951, and mm-hmm. It's called Jealousy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No.
Jealousy, night and day you torture me. I sometimes wonder if this spell that I'm under can only be a melody, for I know no one but me has and shatter the spell. It may lay
Wow. That's something else. That's really, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, that is a good song.
Can you just feel yourself up on that dance floor? Dancing around?
Yeah. She's a member there, isn't she? Wow.
Cool. Awesome. Love that. That's fantastic. All right. Let's play another Elvis song. We love an Elvis song.
Okay.
And pretty soon, I do have two songs from my friend that wanted to be anonymous. And I have permission to attach a first name to those songs. So I've got two of them, and we'll start playing them. I'll play one in about 20 minutes. So did get them. He was serious. And I just want you guys to know that he is very good, but he does not try to imitate Elvis's voice. He uses his own voice. Okay? But he's good. He's good. I love listening to him. He's really good. Okay, I lost my train of thought. Where was I? Hey, somebody tell me. Okay, here I am.
Next song, playing Elvis.
I had to grope around in the dark for a minute to find out where I was. So I found me. I found me. I'm here. Okay.
So glad.
Oh, my goodness. As glad as I am. Okay. Oh, now, wait. Wait a minute. Think about that for a sec. Or maybe don't think. I know, but maybe don't think about that. The dark and finding. Never mind. Never mind. My mind went somewhere. Maybe it could have not gone if it tried not to.
No,
it had to happen. It had to. My mind, I give it free rein.
Are you on that rum again today?
I'm not, actually. I didn't have a headache today. So, hey, you know, and there's a reason for that. Taking a day off from stress because the house turned out to be a piece of crap. When the inspector
got
in and looked behind and underneath the house and behind the foundation and, I ain't fixing that. There's about $50,000 worth of fixing to do on that house, and I ain't doing it. No wonder she was so willing to drop the price by $20,000, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't have that worry around my neck anymore, and it's time to go for another house that might hopefully turn out a little better. It looks a whole lot better taken care of on the outside. I've got three of them. I'll find out about all of them and then go eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe just say, nope, that one's out. Too much problem. Nope, that one's out.
Right.
I'm getting practiced at this, and I'm not sure I like it. I'll find my house. It's going to be perfect, and it's not going to be any hassle, and it's coming up. So here we go. Anyway, okay, an Elvis song. John sent this to me this morning.
Right.
And that's a J-O-N, John. Okay. That's important at this point in time. You got to remember that. Okay. It's called Please Don't Drag That String Around. The word out.
You lied to keep me dangling on a string. Cause you know without you, my life don't mean a thing. So I beg you, please don't drag that string around. Oh no. Well, what if it should break? Tell me, what would I do then? Keep that string up off the ground. Oh yeah, remember my heart is tied to the other end. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm your puppet. My heart is in your hand. One twist of the wrist and I'll jump to your command. So I beg you, please don't drag that string around. Oh no. Well, what if it should break? as sure as anything. But one day I'll mean more to you than a puppet on a string. So I beg you, please don't drag that string around. Oh no, well what if it should break? Tell me, what would I do then? Baby, keep that string up off the ground. Oh yeah, remember my heart is tied to the other end.
Yeah, I had to do it. You know, it was just one of those things. It needed that ending. So I obliged. Yeah, no problem. I can oblige with that. I kind of know how that one works. Okay, I've got a really rock and roll song. You see, I was telling Ann Thursday, that's how you have to say rock and roll. You know, you can't just say, oh, it's a rock and roll song. No, you can't do that. Rock and roll song. That's all there is, folks. That's I'm sure many of you could probably do it better if you wanted to, but you know, hey, not everybody wants to, so that's okay too. More silliness for me, right? Okay. Anyway, Jan gave me a request. Yay! This was cool because I hadn't heard from Jan for quite a while. She's had internet problems and everything. So I got a request from her. This is Bon Jovi. Now, you guys know who Bon Jovi is, I'm sure. He's been around for umpteen thousand years, so I would hope you know who he is. This is Bon Jovi doing Living on a Prayer.
Well,
Okay. Yes. That was Bon Jovi. Yes. I recognize the song, Living on a Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm getting too old for that really yelling, screaming rock and roll stuff. But that was a song I always liked, you know. It's just, I guess you got to be in a particular mood. But it's hard to be romantic to Bon Jovi.
Very much so.
That was just not romantic. It was a good song. Now, don't get me wrong. I like that song. It's a good song, but it's just not romantic. No. Any way you stretch it, it don't go around that romantic bone. Okay. we need a really sweet Elvis song to slow everything down and say, okay. This will be all right. We can smooth our feathers now. We can relax. This was an Everly Brothers song. I finally got that in my head. It took long enough, but anyway, Let It Be Me.
So there's a beautiful song that came out a few years ago, and it's not my song, but I'd like to sing it for you anyway. Found you, I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one. Well, if you must cling to someone now and forever, let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find complete love. Without your sweet love, tell me, what would life be?
Finished it. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to put an ending on it. Of course it was good. I didn't have to end it. It's great. I've got something now. that John sent, and it's from the 1960s. Bob Lind. And maybe you guys will remember this. Maybe you'll recognize it. Yeah. It's called Elusive Butterfly.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly in the distance through the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dreams you left behind. If you remember something there that glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing, don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. Nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love.
I always liked that song. That was nice.
It is pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, Sue, I saw your message that I'm sounding muffled on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, sweetheart, but there is not a thing I can do to adjust that and make it any different.
That way the past few shows, and I've intended to say something, but I have to let it go. But I wanted you to hear it, and so you could see. I don't know what we call it.
I'll listen to it after, but there isn't anything I can do. I've got no way to adjust anything.
Oh, I know. I just wanted you to hear it. I'm just going to understand.
I feel bad. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. No. Don't worry about it. But I just wondered. because I thought, well, it's not my phone. I know that because I've tried all handsets. Okay, and so.
But you know, it might be Blog Talk. It might be Blog Talk muffling things because I have a problem listening to Shauna's shows on my phone.
Oh, okay. Is anyone here on the group?
It buzzes. And everything.
Is anyone here on the group having a muffled sound when you're talking to me now? I don't hear it like that. It's when the music plays.
That's all right to me, so.
Who knows?
Who knows? I know that I don't have a problem with my phone when I'm talking to people on a phone call or anything else, but when I'm listening to Shauna's show, it buzzes and fades in and out during songs. So it could be Blog Talk, honey. It could be Blog Talk, the connection.
Okay.
So, oh my goodness sakes, I'm answering. Victoria asked me. I can just answer her right here. I think she's listening. Yes, she's listening. You can't find my chat, honey, because this is where I chat. This is it, right here, right here. You're good on the Ease Extended Family chat during the shows because that's where we do it. I don't have a separate chat where I go to chat. So don't do that. All I have is the one where you leave your requests, and I don't chat there. This is the only place I talk to people. Okay? I hope that helped you out. Now you can not be stressed and trying to find something that doesn't exist. And that will help, believe me. It will be a lot easier.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Business taken care of. Here we go. I'm going to play one of the songs that my friend sent me. And I did get permission for his first name, and that is John. But it's not the J-O-N John. This is why I spelled that one for you earlier. My co-conspirator in these shows, this is not him.
No.
This is a John that spells his name J-O-H-N, the conventional way. So that's as much of his name as you're getting, guys. So there you go. And he's good. He's got a beautiful voice. Like I say, he does not try to sound like Elvis. He does not imitate Elvis. He just loves Elvis, and so he sings Elvis. That's what he does. He used to perform a little bit, but he's not doing that now. He's just still singing. He loves to sing Elvis. So here it is. He's singing Mama Loved the Roses.
Oh, Mama, like the roses, she grew them in the yard. But winter always came around and made the growing way too hard. Oh, Mama, like the roses, and when she had the time, she'd decorate the living room for all us kids to see. When I hear the Sunday bells ringing in the morning, I remember crying when she used to sing. Oh, Mama, like the roses, but most of all she cared about the way we learn to live, and if we said our prayers.
You know, I kept the family Bible with a rose she saved inside. It was pressed between the pages like it found a place to hide.
Mama, like the roses, in such a special way, we bring them every Mother's Day and put them on her grave. Oh, Mama, like the roses. Mama, like the roses. Oh, Mama, like the roses. flower like the roses.
There you go, guys. I'm so glad you guys liked it, because he really is good. He's a very humble person, just like Elvis, and he does not believe he's as good as he is.
He's brilliant.
So
brilliant.
It's hard to convince him that he's as good as he is. But, yeah, he is. He really, really is.
Okay.
He is that good.
Yes.
He really is that good. And I'm going to tell him y'all said so. I really am. Yes.
It shocked me. I thought it was Elvis.
Isn't that cool? You know, the first time I heard him sing, I thought it was too. And I kind of know the difference. But, yeah, I'm wanting him to get back to it. I think that would be totally awesome. Totally awesome. So, but he's a grown man. He can make up his own mind. So we'll just see what happens. You know, we'll just see what happens. And just to kind of put them together, I'm going to play an Elvis song now.
Lovely.
And it is one that we don't hear very often. At least I don't hear it very often. And it's called Don't Forbid Me.
Have you heard Pat Boone's new record? Don't Forbid Me. It was written for me, and it was sent to me, and it stayed on my house for ages, man. I never did even see it. You know, so much junk. Don't forbid me to hold against time. My darling, don't forbid me to hold it tight. So take me in your take me in your arms, baby, please. Oh, it's cold, it's cold, and your lips are mine.
Short and sweet, goofing around. But it was good. I love his mucking about sessions like that, because he's relaxed. He's relaxed. It's always good. He doesn't have to get it right, because he doesn't have to. That's not what they're doing right then. I love that. I really love that. Oh, yes. I love doing these shows.
we notice. You do. It's very, very noticeable, yes.
Oh, good. Good, good, because they're so much fun, and especially when John sends me such good music all the time. He sends me good Elvis songs. He has sent me some Elvis songs today, and I've been playing them, and he sends me other artists, and it's a lot of times, it's songs I recognize from my teenage years and my preteen years, because that was the 60s, I mean, you know, and other times, it's songs that I've never heard before.
Right.
And it's fantastic. And you know, I'm going to do that. This is one he sent me. Oh, please let me have followed through. Oh, I did. Oh, thank you, God. All right. Here is a song. I heard this when John sent this to me, and it's like, whoa, you mean this guy can sing? I was so shocked. And he had a good time at it, and he's good at it. But I never had any idea. He can act. He's a great actor.
Well, it's amazing to me. I'm still in awe here. I'm thinking, y'all trying to pull the wool over my eyes.
talking about, my friend John? The Anon John?
The Anonymous Stranger.
Yeah.
Mysterious.
I'm not trying to, pull the wool over your eyes, honey. Until he's ready for everybody to know who he is again, I have to respect his wishes, right?
So yeah, I caught that again. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so we can call him John and just know it's spelled different than my collaborator, John.
Yeah.
That's why we'll call him the Anonymous John, okay? Ooh, that sounds weird. No, let's not do that.
mysterious.
Oh my gosh. Let's not go the Anonymous John. No, we're not going to go there. Never mind. I didn't say that, okay?
Okay. And I heard that word again too. So, I have a few clues.
Continue
with your show.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, this guy is someone that I never had any clue that he could sing. Never.
I want to hear some more of him.
I've got one more song, and I will be playing it in just a little bit here. But let me do this one first, because I'm going to shock you again. Well,
okay.
Let's put it this way. John's going to shock you again, because he sent it to me this morning. So, This is good. You guys know the movie Dances with Wolves, right?
Yes.
And Waterworld?
Yes.
Okay. Those are two biggies, so those are two of my favorites. So, okay, Kevin Costner can sing, guys.
Really? Oh, wow.
Here he is. And he's singing a Dolly Parton song.
Oh, wow.
I Will Always Love You.
I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you each step of the way.
cool, huh? Kevin Costner can sing.
Surprising.
That's such a surprise. Oh, that is such a surprise. Such a surprise. Yes.
Who would have thought? Wow.
Exactly. I mean, it's like, okay, fine. Huh?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Wow, that did surprise me.
But it's great. Yes, it's great. Okay, I'm going to play Elvis doing Finders Keepers.
Oh, 0296, take one.
I won't weep and I won't moan, 'cause I found you and your love so true, and I'm keeping you for my own. Heads I win or tails I lose, I bet my heart to win your love. The day you kissed me, good luck was with me, and I thank my lucky stars above.
His singing. It's trying to convince him, you know. But I think you guys are helping me. This is kind of cool. All right. This is Anonymous John doing World of Our Own.
Kiss me, darling, a miracle starts, a magic feeling comes into our hearts, a spell of love begins when we're alone. Touch me, my darling, and clouds disappear. The sky is bright above, and cares are flow. Only I know what it's worth though in your mind the river is the greatest wonder. Nothing can change
from
a magic speaker when we're together. Our hearts become one. I find a happiness I've ever known, and we're in a world of our own, and we're in a world of our own.
Cool. Guys, I'm going to tell him how much you like his singing and even the questions about maybe it was E singing or something. No, I can assure you that's not E.
Well, tell him everything. He has a beautiful, wonderful voice.
He's dang good.
He's dang good.
Yes, he is. At some point, I'm going to get his permission to tell you exactly how good. Okay? That's a teaser. Okay. That's a teaser. A teaser. But don't ask me any questions because I don't have permission to answer them, so forget it.
Yeah, I'm teaser, all right. But I don't think you are teasing me.
I think you are. I don't know how you could possibly.
Yeah, you're teasing me, all right. What's wrong with
I'm
my
teasing.
Head?
Yeah.
This has me thrown off. This has me thrown off.
Well, that's good. That's good because when I first, when we first became friends and I first heard him sing, I thought he was pulling my leg. I really did. And he had to actually show me a video of him singing before I would believe him.
Okay.
But he's good. He's just plain, flat out good. It's hard to convince him how good he is. So,
what
I'm going to keep trying.
You're very good.
What age is he?
Honey, I just don't have permission to give any details about him. I can ask him if I can tell
any.
I can ask him.
Okay, yeah, he's a bit older, all right.
But I don't have permission to give you any details. I just can't do that.
Okay,
you know?
I won't ask another thing. I'll just keep my own thoughts to myself.
Okay, I will shell out facts about him as he's ready to dispense them. Okay, but you'll be hearing more of him once I tell him how much we all enjoyed listening to him. You'll be hearing more of it. You certainly will.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay.
Even if I have to go in and pirate them, I can go in and pirate them.
Yeah, I have to get into more of these songs.
The plot thickens. Yes, Manette, it does.
Oh, but my goodness, if you could hear him sing A Shoulder to Lean On, your heart would just melt into your shoes.
Mm.
He does that so beautifully. The only one does it better that I have ever heard is Elvis himself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
amazing.
Yeah. It is.
There's another one online that his name is George Gutierrez, and he's a younger voice than the voice, of course, you just played. But he sounds so much like E that it is amazing. And I sent some things, a couple of songs to E, and I think he joined us. He may have joined his fan club. I don't know. But I'm also a friend of his. And he just amazes me because he's so much like E when E was younger.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's really awesome. Yeah.
And,
but,
you know, he has
this
been,
isn't him.
Other than this guy that you just played, this George Gutierrez is the only other one that I'm known of that I've known of that sounds just like him.
Cool. That's awesome, because when I've heard her. Oh, yeah. Well, this is not George, but I think you already knew that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, okay. Well, it'll become clearer as time goes by, I'm sure, because I'm going to be bending his ear so it hurts.
Okay.
Well, I hope he lets us sing more of his songs.
Oh, yeah.
Do what, Ian?
Oh, yeah.
I hope we can hear more of him soon.
Yes. I'll let him know. And I'm sure he'll send me more.
Great.
So this is really cool. All right, I'm going to play a song that Elvis sent me this morning.
Okay.
And this is an older one. And when you hear the names of the singers, you'll understand why I'm saying older one. This is Gene Shepherd and Ferlin Husky. I used to hear these guys in the 50s when I was little. And this, I remember hearing this song vaguely. I don't remember the song, but I remember hearing it vaguely because I thought, oh my gosh, Dear John letters are bad. Do a Dear John letter. I remember thinking that. I'm only like 4 or 5 years old, you know, and I'm thinking this. So this is Gene Shepherd and Ferlin Husky, and they're singing a song called A Dear John Letter.
When the postman come to me, and he handed me a letter, I was as happy as I could be. For the fighting was all over, and the battle had been won. Then I opened up the letter, and it started, Dear John. Send back my picture. My husband wants it now. When I tell you who I'm wedding, you won't care, dear, anyhow. Now the ceremony has started, and I'll wed your brother, Don. Will you wish his happiness forever, Dear John?
John letters are bad enough, but burying his brother? Oh, bad berries. You can't do that. That's just not kosher. Oh, my word. I wonder who come up with that idea. Whoa. They did that song for the shock value, honey. they did. Whoa. That, you know, I had that situation happen in my family with my cousins. It's not good. It did not turn out well.
What are you talking about?
Ended up, but this Dear John letter thing, were you listening to that song?
Oh, yeah, I listened to it. I sure did. So that's
she married his, at the end, she told him she's marrying his brother.
Yeah, it's cruel.
That sucks, man. That totally sucks.
That's bad.
That is totally bad. Hey, you know, I know a real life situation, that exact thing, you know, where this girl was married to one cousin, and that was just a year younger than me, 2 years younger than me, and she divorced him and married his brother. Oh, that did not turn out well. That did not turn out well. Uh-uh. Mm. One of them's dead, and one of them went to prison for manslaughter. So,
wow.
Yeah, yeah, he's out now. He's out of prison now, but it was bad. It was really, really bad. That oh, don't ever do that to anybody. Don't do that to anybody. It's
no.
Not cool. Oh my
God, that's really bad.
That's really bad. Yes, that's really bad. People do not get over those feelings. It's bad enough to break up with somebody because you're marrying somebody else, but oh my Lord Almighty, don't make it his brother. Woo! I have trouble with that one.
Well, I was having trouble before, and then you threw that one on me.
Well, see, there you go. Hey, don't get too comfortable around me on this show. You know, I'm going to be throwing monkey wrenches at you every once in a while. You don't get too comfortable here.
Well,
you
sure
got to be able
today.
To move.
You certainly did. I mean, I don't have headaches. I seriously don't ever. I have one. That was too much for my mind. Too much.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
Too much monkey business.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Oh, Father, please touch Sue's head and make it better. This shouldn't give her headaches.
Oh, gosh.
I looked to heaven when I prayed that for you, honey. I'm very serious. So,
oh, I appreciate it so much. I can feel it better already.
I don't want you to have a headache over this stuff. This stuff's supposed to be fun, except for the stress of not knowing something you really want to know.
Oh, that drives me crazy. Oh.
Can I? Okay, I got to do this, honey. Take this in good spirit because it's meant in good spirit, but I got to do this. Neener, 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 neener.
I'm sticking my tongue out at you right now.
Okay, that's allowed. That is allowed. There you go.
I'm saying that this one.
Oh, my God.
John's
gosh.
Probably going to have to go and change his shorts. Oh, my goodness sake.
I have been dreaming of the day for this to come true, okay? I don't want to say it online, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought when I heard that I was correct, and maybe I'm wrong, but I'm still in doubt.
Okay. Have your doubts, honey, because that's a very big compliment. That's a very big compliment, and I'm going to tell him that, you know. I'm trying everything I can to get him to be performing again after this. It's got to be after all of this virus thing cools off and goes away. But, yeah, I want him to perform again. I've never gotten to see him, so I want him to perform. We'll see. I don't know if he will or not, but we'll see. If it's up to me, pushing and shoving.
I would love to see that. I would just love to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not talking about pushing and shoving that one. I'm talking about pushing and shoving the anonymous, John.
I know, but...
But, yeah. They're both, the way I look at it is no matter what we want, no matter what we pray for, they are full-grown men, completely capable of making up their own minds as to what's best for them to do. So we've just got to be patient and let it roll out the way the good Lord has it all planned to do.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's how I look at it.
That's very true. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's how I look at it. Anyway, I've got another song here that is actually one of my favorites. I really love this song. It's country. The movie with the country. Hello. My mind just went blank, totally and completely.
Again?
Yeah, again. Anyway, the movie with the Wild in the Country, that's it. Wild in the Country. See, if I jog it enough and kick it in the guts enough, it'll give it up. So, just, no, that's too gross. I'm not going to say that. Oh, feed a baby too much milk and it'll all come back up. Okay. And that's not what I was going to say, but that's at least acceptable. Okay. This is not the actual song from Wild in the Country, because that one had the music behind it and two takes or whatever that got recorded. It was take two and all that stuff that got recorded. This is on one of those Elvis is the Man videos that this guy does. So you're going to hear him for the first 45 seconds. Be patient, because then we get to hear Elvis singing Summer Kisses, Winter Tears a cappella.
What's up, guys? So the gem of the week this week is from the movie Flaming Star.
You saw him. Arguing and stalling, all time Ma's dying, keeping us there more than an hour. It was just 5 minutes before we got here that she died. If we'd have gotten here just a little sooner, she may be alive now. You know it's his fault.
Now, this is my favorite song from the movie. This particular song wasn't used in the movie, but was on the soundtrack album, and this song, this take of the song, wasn't on the soundtrack. The first time I heard it was in the FTD of the soundtrack, and I need to do a review of this FTD because it is awesome. So, this version I bring to you is the a cappella version, just Elvis's voice. Now, this is the time period where his voice probably was at its best, you know, as far as singing the, like, soft, pretty ballads. You know, not maybe the power ballads, even though, you know, Surrender, Fame and Fortune, It's Now or Never were some of his best, right? So, you know, it's up to your own opinion and preference. But this song is from 1960, Summer Kisses, Winter Tears, a cappella. I hope you enjoy this, and let's go.
Summer kisses, winter tears, that was what she gave to me. Never thought I'd travel all alone the trail of memory. Happy hours, lonely years, but I guess I can't complain, for I still recall the summer sun through all the winter rain. The fire of love, the fire of love can burn from afar, and nothing can light the dark of the night like a falling star. Summer kisses, winter tears, like the stars and they fade away, leaving me to spend my lonely nights with dreams of yesterday.
cool, huh? I love hearing him sing a cappella. I have no idea what that is. But I love hearing Elvis sing a cappella because he can do it so well. So well. It's great. It's totally fantastic. So, and I was wrong. It was not from Wild in the Country. I thought it was from Wild in the Country, but it's not. It's Flaming Star. Flaming Star. So, you know what? That's okay. That's okay. I like it anyway. It doesn't matter what movie it came from or who plays it or how they play it. I like that song. So, there we go.
Very nice.
Yeah. There we are. There we are. All right, let's play. Oh, I have to play this. I have to play this. Because this one made me laugh. John sent this to me this morning. Dean Martin. The Naughty Lady of Shady Lane.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you got that one right. Yep.
The naughty lady of Shady Lane has hit the town like a bomb. The back fence gossips ain't been this good since Mabel ran off with Tom. Our town was peaceful and quiet before she came on the scene. The lady started a riot, disturbing the suburban routine. Oh, the naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, me, oh my, oh what a girl. You should see how she carries on with her admirers galore. She must be giving them quite a thrill the way they flock to her door. She throws those come hither glances at every Tom, Dick, and Joe. When offered some liquid refreshment, the lady never, never says no. Oh, the naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, me, oh my, oh what a girl. They're trying to pin on her, won't hold much water, I'm sure. Beneath the powder and fancy lace, her beats a heart sweet and pure. She just needs someone to change her, then she'll be nice as can be. If you're in the neighborhood, stranger, you're welcome to drop in and see. The naughty lady, Shady Lane, so delightful to hold. The naughty lady, Shady Lane, she's delectable, quite respectable. And she's only 9 days old.
That'll just get you every time. I love that.
that tango music, that just is, that's funny.
That's so sweet. That was, I like that song. And it's got your imagination going, you know, with this blonde lady in a red dress and just kicking her heels up all over the neighborhood and everything. And then you find out she's 9 days old.
Oh, God.
Oh, that is fantastic. Thank you, John, because that was really good. That was really, really good. Yeah. I love that.
Oh, God.
Okay. Now I've got... See, you've got a headache because you've been laughing too much.
It's still there. I mean, it's bad.
It'll ease up, you know, when the show's done and you can quit laughing and you can just kind of sit down and relax a little bit, have some hot tea, and you'll feel better.
I'm just going to call for more than hot tea.
Well, if you follow John's advice, put something in it. It works. It really works. Put something in it. There you go. Okay. I've got another one that John gave me this morning, and it's really cool. This is not the original recording. It is a remix, okay? But it's an unreleased remix of Dark Moon. Remix on YouTube, and now it's not hard to find anymore, and it's a good song. I like it.
I'm recording. Wow.
Yeah. I've got a song that John sent me for Thursday's show that I didn't quite get to. It's by Linda Ronstadt. Do you guys remember Linda Ronstadt?
Oh, yes. I used to love her.
Yeah. Silver Threads and Golden Needles. You know, right. She used to be more country, and she married Governor Brown of California.
Did she?
I didn't think that was such a good move, but she did. And then just kind of dropped off the face of the earth for a while. I don't know if she's come back into singing again or not. I haven't heard her recently, but I haven't been listening. So,
hey. I have no idea. You know,
she had a voice on her. Oh, my gosh. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. You try to follow Linda Ronstadt, it wasn't easy. And it bordered on impossible. That's how good she was. It's like trying to follow Barbara Streisand, you know, trying to do a Barbara Streisand song. That's not easy. That is not easy.
No.
So, anyway, here's Linda Ronstadt doing a song called Long, Long Time. Yeah, she's just got that quality to her voice, you know. She can belt it. She can be quiet. She can just do it. She can just do it.
She can.
Wow. Yes, she can.
He had a lot of good songs.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Definitely. I've got an Elvis song. Of course. I mean, like, that's not a surprise, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't heard this one very much. I Want You With Me. Or I Want You With Me.
When I was little, my mama said to me, someday you'll find a love song to last eternally. I want you with me. The ruler of this whole wide world, if you will only say that you'll be my girl.
Might have exploded. I mean, you know, you can't have that happening. Well, hey guys, I've got 4 minutes left.
Goes too
it's
quick.
Unbelievable that it's gone so fast. But yeah, it has. It really has. But you know what? It's been so much fun. At least I had fun. I hope you all had fun. It was supposed to be fun.
I've enjoyed it. Yes.
Oh,
even
good.
Though.
Good. In spite of the headache?
No, I still have a headache.
Oh. Well, it'll go away when you get to calm down a little bit and stop obsessing.
I'm not very obsessing. That's probably what's wrong with me.
Yes, it is. I've been there so many times, honey. Yeah, that's it. The information will come in time, but it can't be our time. That's the whole thing. See, because it's not our information. So there we go. But
true,
you know, it's
true.
You're gonna like it. It's gonna be cool. It'll be really cool. So anyway, I want to thank you, Anne and Susan, for coming in and staying the whole show. And Victoria has been here listening the whole show. Thank you, darling. I hope you had fun too. And I just had such a great time, guys. Thank you for being here and sharing that with me, because it wouldn't have been as much fun without you.
Well,
I kind of get to
Jenny, appreciate it.
Well,
thank
I get to
you.
Bounce things off of you, and you give me feedback, and it's great. Yeah.
Well, that's great. I've enjoyed it, and thank y'all for the surprise and
yes.
the mysterious surprise.
And I'm gonna talk him into more surprises. So,
yes.
You know, at least
okay.
musical. At least musical surprises. I can't guarantee anything else. That's up to him. But we'll have more music, I'm sure. So anyway,
good.
Thank you so much. And remember, tomorrow is Resurrection Sunday. And we've got scriptures tell the story of the persecution and resurrection, that 3 days of what happened, how it happened. And we've got some fantastic songs that are going to go along with that. And it's going to be so uplifting and so much joy and comfort and peace is coming from that show tomorrow. I don't want anybody to miss it, because if you do, you miss that out on something really special that the Father has for you. And each person's going to get something different out of it, but it's all going to be good. It's all going to be good. You know, hearing about the resurrection and the promise that it gives us, that's always got to be. That's got to be the most fantastic news. So come in tomorrow and expect something. Oh, what spectacular. That's what I want. Expect something spectacular, because it'll happen. It'll happen. And it's going to be fun. So, hey, you don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this. So I'll see you tomorrow. It'll be the same time. I'll be posting links for you. So join me, and everybody that's listening from the groups and all the links, wherever you got them, come in for the gospel show tomorrow with a special Resurrection Sunday service. You're going to love it. It's going to be spectacular. So, hey, guys, bye for now. I will see you all tomorrow. And here is Elvis singing I Will Be True.
Thank you.
I will.
Bye,
be true, no matter what they may say, I will be true, although you're far, far away. Each night I pray, all day I say silent prayers, that when I open my door, I'll find you there somehow. I feel that someday we'll meet again. Don't ask me how, it's something I can't explain, until the day I give up all hope of you. Assure yourself this I do, I will. Someday we'll meet again. Don't ask me how, it's something I can't explain, until the day I give up all hope of you. Assure this I do, I will.